Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 258. Final destination, Bloodlines. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what is this? Final destination six?
18?
Six? I don't know.
Yeah, seven or eight, somewhere around there.
The sixth installment in the Final Destination film series following Final Destination 5, 2011, set 15 years after the Final Destination, 2009. Okay. Focuses on a college student named Stephanie who inherits visions of a previous premonition that averted a deadly structural failure over a skyscraper in 1969 from her dying grandmother.
Yeah, the Space Needle, not Space Needle.
Yeah. May 16th, 2025, budget of $50 million, box office of $295.5 million. That's a big game.
Ooh, get ready for another one. Get ready for another one.
Jeez. That's crazy. After the success of the previous film, a new film entered development described as a reimagining of the franchise. It's the same thing, but they ignore everything else. They don't really ignore everything else because she's got that
it's part of the
journal
story.
Of like all the old shit. Yeah. It just happens to people all the time everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not just one person. Planned to be released on the streaming service HBO Max. I think this got theatrical, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
So they changed that. Okay, becoming both the best reviewed and highest grossing installment in the franchise.
By a long shot, yeah. I was looking at Rotten Tomatoes. This has like a 92, and the other ones were like floating around the 50s, 60s.
Yeah, interesting. I need to go back and watch them, but I could have swore we had better than this, but I don't know. Maybe the rose-tinted glasses are working. Yeah.
It's been a while. I don't know where you are with this franchise. I only saw the first two, and I haven't rewatched them since around that time. I know kind of the set pieces of the other ones, but I never actually... Like, I know the third one has to do with the roller coaster. I think one of them has, like, a NASCAR race. But I never actually watched those, so I've only actually ever saw the first two.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm only in, like, two. Yeah. Maybe three, but I don't remember no roller coaster.
Yeah.
The first one is Sawa, right?
Yeah. And Holly Larder. Yeah, the blonde that was in movies back then.
Where they get off the plane. And then they're not in the second one, are they? They just kind of move on to different people? Yeah. I was really hoping Sawa would have shown up in this fucking shit.
That'd been cool.
That would have been really fucking cool.
And
this happened to me.
Yeah.
And then he gets squished.
He's all like fucking, looks like Charlie from Always Sunny with the board. And the second one seems to be the most infamous one because it has the highway log truck thing, which that seems to be the legacy of the franchise is that fucking log truck. For good reason. That's a really good set piece.
Yeah. So this one, Stephanie, and we start off with a whole 1960s vibe guy taking his gal to the Space Needle, fake needle. And, he's got her blindfolded and they show up there and he surprises her. Oh my God, I didn't even know this is open yet. It wasn't supposed to be. I pulled some strings and got us tickets for the opening day. And they go in there. And it's all fancy. Didn't the Space Needle get built in 69 for the World's Fair or some shit? It's close to that.
I don't know the history of this, but I don't know.
And they go in. They get in the elevator to go up. Some of the CG in this is a bit shoddy in this first little bit.
Yeah.
But the stuff that's real looks really good. But you can tell when they pull out to the building and kind of stuff. It's not... leaves a little to be desired.
And it has golden hour sunset orange fucking drenched over everything. It doesn't help in my opinion, but
with lots of like film grain shit fuzzing up the image. They get in the elevator, or the elevator's like full, and the little bellboy is like, no, come on in. We'll make room.
Yeah, plenty of room.
She's like, we'll wait for the next one.
No, you don't.
It's just packed, and it's got a glass floor for some reason.
Everything's fucking glass on this thing.
And then she looks at the sign. It says like maximum occupancy 8 or 1,300 pounds, and it's like 14 people in there.
Yeah, and the doors don't shut right away. He's like, oh, sometimes
oh,
this
yeah.
happens.
It's like this yeah. the first day this is yeah. open. It's not good. It's only, I don't think it's going to get better over the years. We should probably nip this in the butt right now.
It's pretty cool to get your fucking elevator working on a fucking Space Needle.
It's like a video game that comes out before they were ready. It's, like, yeah, yeah, it's got yeah. some glitches, but overall, got that day one patch. Yeah, they're riding up, and she's getting a little nervous because I guess she says she's not afraid of heights, but she's never been anywhere high before. They're riding up, and there's this little obnoxious boy they keep going to. He was, like, stealing change out of the fountain in the front. Don't yeah. steal change out of there. It's bad luck. Oh, sorry. Fucking fat ass. He's always, like, talking shit.
Yeah.
And then he's in there, and I don't know. It's getting a little rickety. And he's jumping
yeah,
up
he's
and down.
Up and she, down yeah.
She's like,
he's
anyways,
like,
they get up. They get up to the top. And it's like a restaurant, like Space Needle. And they go, and he's like, oh, I have a reservation. And he's like, no, sorry, we can't fit you in today. And he's like, no, I can't remember. Jerry
yeah.
got us the reservation. Could we talk to him? And he's like, we got rid of Jerry yesterday. We fired him. Along with every reservation he made. It's like,
okay.
So they don't get to sit down and eat, but they get to be up there. So that's something. So they're just kind of walking around, and shit's just not going their way. Like, he sees it's the a belt or a waiter come out with a tray of, like, free champagne. He's like, oh, champagne. And as he walks over there, they're taken and gone. He's like, oh. Mm-hmm. There's a bar right there, dude. Just ask for one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, I think she gets a little sick.
Yeah.
Like she's gonna puke or something. She asks where the bathroom is, and they're like, other side of the dance floor. And she has to go across the dance floor, and you see that it's all glass, and they're all over there. You make me want to shout, do my thing, Rebecca, shout. And she goes to the bathroom, doesn't even go in the bathroom, like stands outside of it at a trash can, like, oh, I'm gonna puke. They usually yeah. do it in the bathroom, it's right there.
Yeah, but she doesn't
puke, yeah, and then, kind black lady who was like singing or something, I think, steps through some beads. Are you okay? And her kid is back there playing with a train. Mm-hmm. Tells the kid, it's okay. We're almost done. I just got to do a little bit more. And then she's also like, how far along are you to our main girl? And then looks at her stomach. She's like, oh, no, I'm not. She's like, mm-hmm.
I know.
Come on, child. Yeah.
Okay.
You almost puked while looking down, okay?
Are you pregnant?
You pregnant as hell. And she's like, I don't know, maybe a month or two. I haven't told my boyfriend yet, yada, yada. She goes back out there, and he's like, you know what? Let's get some fresh air. You know, let's go on the very top of the building since all this height was making you, you yeah. know, sick. So they go up top, and a girl's hat flies off, and she, like, kind of tries to grab it off the edge. It's like, that was pretty spooky. Yeah, hey, don't do that. Yeah. Let it go. And then he's proposing. The little boy has the pennies he stole out of the fountain. He's throwing them over the side. Security guard comes over. Hey, don't do that. You could kill somebody. Oh, am I? Sorry. Fat ass. Keeps doing it.
Fucking throws it.
And I don't know, one of the pennies,
like, yeah,
it like flies off, catches some air, then like goes into the air vent.
Yeah.
Bounces around, flies in, gets stuck in like a fan.
Yeah.
Stops the fan from moving. Fans finally fucking breaks the blade so it can continue to spin. The fan blade flies out, hits like a fucking gas pipeline and mm-hmm. sticks into it. And that's what happens there. And then he asks her to marry him. She tells him she's pregnant. He's happy about it. She's relieved. All is well. Let's celebrate. They go inside, hit the dance floor. We get a shot of the chandelier. It's got little metal triangles dangling mm-hmm. right over glass. Perfect. They're dancing. Everyone's going crazy because it's shout. So they make me want to.
Yeah.
And we're just jumping and shit. And on the glass dance floor, way too many people. And yeah, one of those triangle fucks falls down and
Yeah, the bartender uncorks the champagne and the cork flies
Oh,
up and
yeah.
hits the chandelier. Yeah.
And yeah, it starts to crack and crack and crack. And then, yeah, they're a little bit softer now. They're getting low, and then they get a little bit louder now. And they're all jumping and banging and that. And then, like, half the crowd falls through. That was pretty fucking awesome. They're all falling through and hitting rails. And, that was pretty fucking rad. And she kind of felt it happening, and I think backed up off the dance floor before it broke. So she's, like, on the edge and watched all the people fall in, and her fiancé now is, like, holding on to one last piece of glass, and it's super thick and broken glass, and it's just tearing up his hands, and they're bleeding. She's trying to help him. He's like, no, stay over there. And then I think he just falls. I don't think anything makes him fall, right?
Yeah,
just the fact that he's holding on to glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he, like, hits the fucking rail, tumbles, and then we get a cool shot down at the bottom of, like, the valets, and people are just like,
yeah.
And just, like, bloody fucking balloons.
Yeah.
It's pretty rad. Like, the gory stuff is pretty gory in this. Yeah, and then she's trying to get out, so she's running through. I think the bellhop is up there. Like, let's get to the stairs. And they're running around to get to the stairs. And then we go back to that pipe. And there's like a chef with a fucking souffle burning, and throws it on an old lady's back. She's just burning alive.
Yeah.
And then running with them and falls down, and like the right, does the gas explosion happen before the elevator and stairs?
Yeah, I think so, because she goes in front of the vent, and then the whole fucking thing explodes, and then I think the bellhop's like, stairs. And then the kid's like, kids first! And he, like, shoves more people aside and runs down the stairs first.
Yeah, and then, like, the stairs, like, collapse. You get a pretty cool shot of outside the tower and all the cement, like, coming out from the inside, like, explosioning, I don't know. And all those people, like, fall. And then you see the kid. He's the only one that made it on the other side of the steps that aren't broken. He's like, yeah. Keeps Lucky. Running. Fuck you. Throws a penny at him. Ah, bitch. And then so elevator. They go to the elevator, and everyone's crowding in. There's way too many people in the elevator. And then who's the guy that gets squished? It's the guy, the reservation guy, right? The dick.
Yeah.
He's trying to squeeze in at the last minute, and he's having a hard time getting in. And then the elevator line breaks, of course, like it always does, and it comes down and chops him up. I don't remember how it chopped him, but I remember it being pretty gruesome.
Yeah, it was pretty gruesome, yeah. Even she's like, ah!
Just, just slices him. And then,
It starts to tilt, I think, after that. We start, the next set piece is like, she's looking at the table, and all the shit starts to kind of go off the table, and then it starts to kind of tilt, and everyone's sliding towards the glass.
Oh, and I love how they do it earlier, like, yeah, it was built... It's built months before it was supposed to be completed.
Yeah,
they did a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a lean in, and all the rivets outside are like,
shooting
out. And then, like, half of that fucking top part collapses, and they're all falling out, and they fall on the glass, a la Jurassic Park 2. Yeah. Don't move, it's going to crack. And then that baby grand is, like, on the edge. It's like...
the big fucking piano,
about to fall, and then the penny somehow falls on it. It's like... And that's enough. No, it's all it needed. The big fucking piano falls on that... I think it was, like, an Asian gal.
Yeah, yeah.
Who... She was trying to help, but fell onto the glass, and then it just fucking hits her, and just you see just... Another water balloon person, and then the window shatters, and everyone falls through. And then eventually, she finds the boy, right?
He's hiding,
He was in like a cart, so he wasn't burned alive. And then she tries to help him, but then everything collapses even more. And it shows her, she's hanging on, holding on to the boy, and you think she's holding on, but then we kind of pan in, and it's like her engagement ring was way too tight. And so it's just caught between like two nails in the
concrete. Somehow just okay. I'll buy that.
And it's like just holding on by her ring, and she's like, "Hold on!" And then we get to see like, oh, the gloving. It was just like, just rips her fucking finger off with the ring, and that was pretty gruesome. And yeah, they fall, and then we get a shot of like the kid at the bottom. He made it out. I was like, "Yeah!" Then that all that concrete just.
Yeah,
smashes him like a balloon. Oh yeah, I think it is.
Smashes him, yeah.
I was like, oh geez. Yeah. Then we get Stephanie waking up. It was all a dream.
I was not expecting that. I was expecting Iris to be back down by the car, and she's trying to prevent everything. That's kind of how these movies work. But it starts with
totally
the granddaughter waking up in class. I was like, oh okay,
totally. And then she's talking about with her family. I guess her mom left. I guess she's crazy. Left when she was 10. She's got a little brother. She's got an uncle that has his own kids. Right, and then she goes to the uncle's house, who is this... That's his grandmother who's in the dream. Also, so I don't know, be her great-grandmother or something like that. Yeah, and she's asking about her, and like they're all weirded out by, no, she's crazy. We don't talk to her, we don't know anything about her. But they're talking about her like she's alive. And I thought that was strange. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Was this like this didn't happen? I don't get it. And it's like, I don't know, he kind of breaks and it's like, you know what? She had us locked in our rooms all of our lives. Trying to prevent us from dying, she said. It was crazy. Once we finally got out of there, we never looked back. And then she kind of begs the aunt to tell her where this lady is. And she's like, you can't. You can't. You mustn't. Whatever you do, don't look in the bottom drawer of the pantry. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
I thought the motivation of all this was... A little flimsy, because I think even before she goes home, she wakes up in her dorm. She's like, God, I just really can't sleep. And then her roommate's like, God, yeah, it's really preventing me from sleep. You should go home and figure that out. I was like, okay, this is what we're going with to get her back home. You probably could have come up with something a little more clever than that, but.
Yeah, I just think if I can figure out and talk to her, maybe I'll be able to sleep. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
They're like, I'll just take some melatonin. A warm glass of milk, I think, is what the doctor had prescribed. So she finds a letter, and they say that she's been sending crazy letters throughout the years, and the letter doesn't say what the letter is. He just pulls, like, a photo out of it, and it's that space fake needle sky palace picture that they took in the beginning. So I'm like, okay, so she didn't die, so what the fuck. From there we can't go straight to her house.
I was expecting the Iris grandmother to be more in the middle of the movie where you get the exposition dump, that one character, but no. Oh. This was like, she sees the return address thing, and she gets in her car and drives right over to Iris's compound.
Really?
Yeah.
This is all happens before the fucking any of her deaths?
Correct, because it's Iris's death that convinces the that this is actually happening.
Oh, because there's a order.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And death, if he's anything, he might be cruel, but he plays by the rules. Okay, there are rules, and he will abide by them. Okay? He will. Trust me. I've been doing this a while. Yeah, so she goes and talks to her, and she's in some crazy, like, fucking fortress. Looks like at a Deadpool in, like, the fucking Forgotten Lands. Fucking all these spikes and shit. Things that you would think you wouldn't want around.
I thought about that, too.
Like, sharpened... wooden poles.
Yes.
Like, we've everywhere. Established that these are very dangerous in this franchise, and you have them everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's it going to protect you from? I mean, if you stay in the house and kind of just lock yourself in and have gates and stuff, I feel like that's sufficient. Yeah. I feel like the only thing those poles are going to help you prevent is, like, maybe an ancient fucking tribal warfare. People running, like, invading your castle.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
A big, or a car coming in, and then, like, a wall would do the same thing. And spikes, I don't know.
Yeah, it reminded me of, like, a house dangerous. That you would come across in, like, an apocalypse that just needs, like, some heads on some spikes in the front, because that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, she goes in there and ends up talking to her, and that grandma lady or whatever's, no, don't stand there. Stop. Stop. Don't move. Pulls up a chair. Sit. Sit. Death has been coming for me ever since that day when I saved those people. So she had the premonition, and then it goes flashback and shows her, like, preventing everything. She runs out on stage. Everyone get off the dance floor, and then it cracks, and everyone is evacuated. And then it's like, well, we won't get into it till later, but it's like, I saved that boy. And for some reason, her and the little black boy are, like, connected, even though all she did was run up and say, hey, the stage is going to collapse.
She didn't
actually save him, like, in the premonition where she tried to, you know, physically. And then, we've been connected and stayed close friends ever since. My mother thought it was very strange. Who is this woman? When we kept seeing that JB knows somebody who survived, I thought for sure we were going to see Sawa. I was like, oh my God, we're going to pull a Scream or a What You Did Last Summer new version. Where they always bring back that legacy character everyone wanted to see, but they hadn't done in a very long time. That sucks it didn't happen.
It sucks because everyone fucking dies in these movies. Like, that's how all these movies end, is the protagonist always makes it to the very last scene of the movie, and the last scene of the movie is always like, oh, you thought you beat death, but and then they always, that's kind of how all these movies end.
I'm tired of all this death shit! Yeah, so she explains how it works, and, like, that's why she lives in that house, to protect all of you guys, because death has an order. She was supposed to be, it goes by families. So there's an order to everyone that died in the needle, and then there's an order of lineage. So she was supposed to die, so death has to kill her, and she wasn't supposed to have this family because she was supposed to die. So then it has to go to her oldest, and then the next oldest, and stuff like that. Her kid, then her grandkids. And then we get, like, I don't remember what did it. Something hit that magnifying glass, and it's pointing at the, and it starts burning the straw. And she's like, ah, throws a book at it and knocks it away. You thought you had me. And then what do we got? I can't remember. Does Stephanie, like, believe her right off the bat?
No, I think she's just, like, weirded out by all of this because, you know, who would be? She, like, storms out. And
she was going looking for this. Like, she's weirded out.
So she, like, storms out, and Iris is like, no, but the book. The book's so important. And then she, like,
take this book. I've been researching death my whole life. All of these things and people that have avoided it and all this shit. And it's got, like, little drawings, again, a barbecue blowing up. It got logs coming out of that trailer. It's got all the kills. It's got the airplane from the first one.
Yeah.
So she makes her take the book. And, oh, yeah, she was hesitant to step outside the house. And then she did. And then she's like, I don't believe it. And then she's like, she gets a look in her face. The grandma does, I know what I now must do. And I don't know if I have the strength. Like, you can see it in her eyes. It's a ridiculous moment where...
Yeah.
I have to die in front of her to prove the curse is real rather than, like, survive and give her more time.
Yeah, yeah.
So she just, like, step back. What? Step back. And then what happened? I don't know. The fucking the compass thing on the house.
Oh, yeah.
The rooster kind of falls down, hits something. I don't know. And then,
like, a steel pole or something that just...
Something that was ready to pop. Yeah. Just go... And that was pretty gruesome, and it does a big dollop of dark blood on her face. She screams and leaves. And then,
That's pretty traumatizing. I'm not gonna lie. If you saw your grandma die that way, like, I'm good. I'm gonna go back to school. I'm gonna, you know, just move on with my life.
Well, you know, she never met her, so.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Could be worse,
but still,
could be your loving, devoted grandmother that you spent every weekend with.
Yeah, that's true.
Of all the ways to lose a grandmother, one that you don't know and you think is crazy is probably the best one,
Yeah, it's the best case
to be
scenario.
honest. Yeah. The best case scenario. Death
Oh,
gave her
shit.
a solid on that one.
Yeah.
So then we go to the picnic at the uncle's house, right? Or just a
Yeah, we get to like we
gathering.
get some funeral stuff that doesn't really matter, but after the funeral they have like a
Oh yeah, we
celebration
get the
picnic or
funeral.
whatever. Yeah.
We get the funeral, and then an RV pulls up, and then I think the Asian dad on Stephanie's side is like, "Is that who I think it is?" And the uncle's like, "Yeah, I emailed her. I didn't think she'd show up." So it's his sister,
Yeah.
the dude's ex-wife who like left when the kids were 10. Yeah, she pulls up and says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'll just come back later." No, join us. Like the uncle's like bringing the like, dude. She left her family. There's a really weird dynamic here. Maybe we should invite
Yeah,
her. No,
yeah.
it's
The gang's back together.
family. Oh, it's so awkward. Yeah, and then yeah, they go back to that an after party celebration picnic in the backyard type of thing. Badass backyard, man. He's got fuck trampoline. He's got the built-in like bar and sink outside where you put the ice in and shit.
Yeah.
And he's got the big old built-in like grill.
Full
And the
size
mom's like,
Jenga.
yeah,
Let's go.
kaiju-sized Jenga. And then the runaway mom, I think, was like, "What was a nice setup you got here? Thanks. Here's a key to it. Join us. We're
Yeah.
family." And she's like, "Nah, can't do that."
I love how
And
like when
then,
she walks in, she has a plate of cookies and she's like, "Want some?" And then out
oh
the
yeah.
window and he eats it, he's like, "Is there peanuts in this? Peanut butter?" She's like, "Yeah." And then it cuts to the other
You
cousin.
trying to
Yeah, you fucking
kill him?
bitch.
If he so much as his looks as a at a peanut, his throat will fucking
My
swell.
God.
My eyeballs could have been sucked from their sockets.
Oh shit.
Jesus.
So
Never
funny.
open a spaceman's helmet on an uncharted planet. Yeah, that was a pretty good scene. And then I like how they just like hand over the cookies. Like they don't like put them outside or something or get rid of them. They just kind and then do we have, I can't remember, we get some Stephanie talking to mom about the deaths and stuff.
No, I think at this point Stephanie's at home,
Oh yeah,
kind
she
of
didn't
looking through
come.
the book. We're kind of cutting back and
Yeah.
forth, but she's kind of going through the book and everything. But this is where we start getting the fun, clever Final Destination stuff, where it's like
Yeah.
the long buildup of events that
Yeah, the
need to happen.
fucking, I can't remember what they call it, but those stupid machines that take a incredibly weird way and long way to do a simple task.
Yeah.
Marble goes down a rail, hits a xylophone, knocks over a fucking bouncy ball, bounces, pops a balloon,
Yep.
lets a string go, lighter lights a candle, and then drops your toast into the toaster.
Yep.
That type of thing. Yeah. Like a Roomberg machine. I don't remember what they're called. But that's what Final Destination is. Someone's like,
Yes,
what if that happened? What if it
100%.
was like, what if it was like a mousetrap, but elaborate like death kills?
Yeah, but
And
someone
they're like,
dies at the
oh,
end,
like
gruesomely.
that was the idea. Yeah, so they're pouring in the ice and yada yada. I think someone drops a drink glass, and then we
Yeah,
see the
there's like a,
ice. We see the glass in the ice. Classic move, never use the glass around the ice.
Yes.
Okay, that's why you got the metal scoop, buddy. Because yeah, it's hard to tell ice and glass. So we established that that glass is in there, and then you get some other like red herring type things I think kind of happen that don't really matter, but
Yeah,
they
the
throw them in there.
Putting up the propane, setting up the propane, the jumping on the tramp with the rake underneath.
Oh yeah.
Trying to think if there's anything else, but the propane and the rake and then the tramp are the big ones.
I thought the rake was gonna be funny, like you jump and then it does like old cartoon, oh! smashes into your face.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's the youngest brother, I think, on the uncle side is jumping on the trampoline, and he's like calls the cousin over, "Come on, jump with me!" Radical, and they're jumping, and then I think they want the. the uncle to come over and show us your back. I thought they were talking to the Asian uncle. Mm-hmm. That tracks, the little light, fit-bodied Asian uncle. Yeah, he could do a backflip, duh. Yeah. Please, I'm not surprised. he doesn't need a trampoline either. Just whoa. But no, it's the bigger white guy. I was like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
He's the backflip guy, huh? And I don't think they show a backflip.
No, I was more invested in this backflip than I was the fucking yeah. slip of the death. I'm like, I kind of want to see this guy do a backflip.
Yeah, he goes and jumps with him, and then I think somebody falls through. And it's kind of a red herring, because then the distant mom goes over, stop! And they're kind of, she pulls the rake out. Much better. Continue. That was dangerous. And then he rips through the trampoline and kind of hurts himself a little bit, but it's not serious. He's just like, ow. And then the dad leaves, and all the while, I think Stephanie has now figured out death is coming, like she didn't already know.
Yeah.
Watching the grandma get fucking killed. Oh yeah, that's how she figures out, she figures out the timeline, because she's told about the timeline. She's trying to figure it out. She's like, oh my god, look who's next. And so she's got to get over there. And then I think she arrives right when all that is commencing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right before she arrives, I think the aunt bumps a beer bottle. It hits the water hose. The hose fills up with water. We follow the hose into like a potted plant thing, empty potted plant. And then that moves
on
rakes or something.
More rakes.
Yeah. And then while that's happening, the uncle doesn't do a backflip, gets off the tramp. Oh, because he sees the, what's the main character's name? Stephanie?
Yeah.
He sees Stephanie arrive. He's like, oh, Stephanie. He gets off the tramp. The glass now went from the cup to the ground, because he steps on a
piece. It's because somebody was drinking that glass. I think it's the daughter, the only girl in that group of kids of that.
Oh, uncle. Right. Remember,
she's drinking it, and it's another red herring. You think she's going to fucking, you think she's going to start spitting up blood like she drank the glass, but it doesn't. She's like, oh, it was a bug, and pours out the whole drink on the grass. And so now the glass is sticking up in the grass.
Yeah, so he steps on that, which I thought was great. That's always the
That's gross.
Oh, God. and then
he's instantly like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
like it's fully through your foot. Like, I've done things like that, never that serious. You know, everyone steps on maybe a nail or a thumbtack. Nail's pretty extreme.
Yeah.
And you get a little bit of penetration in your foot, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah. You don't want to move. You're just like,
yeah. Never have I had something go through my foot bones and pop out the other side of my foot. I don't think I'd say, it's fine, guys. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
Like, I think I would probably pass out looking at something popping out of my foot. Like, oh yeah. God.
So
he's cool with it.
That causes him to fall down, and as he falls down, the hose bumps some rakes. The rakes fall over, hit the lawnmower. Lawnmower fucking goes off, and
it's an electric lawnmower that's plugged in to charge, and then it like turns on, and so it's going. And why did he fall?
I think it's because he stepped on the glass.
Oh, he fell. Anyways, and it's moving, and it's still plugged in, so then when it hits the cord length, it tips over because it's getting yanked. Mm-hmm. And then, it just munches his face. That was pretty good. Everyone, she was right! And then I think after that, pretty much everyone should be on board with this, but nobody kind of is.
Yeah,
they're kind of dealing with it. They're like, okay, we get that you think that's what's happening, but these are just some terrible coincidences that are happening to our family. And so she explains the bloodline shit, and the next one would be the uncle's oldest son.
Daughter. You think it's the son, but because they get the tattoo, which is the red herring, and then they find him afterwards because it burns down. They think that he dies, and so they find him on the street. He's alive, and they're like walking down the street, and she's like, stay away from that, whatever that was. What the fuck was that? It was a tool that was up against the tree. But she's like, stay away from that. And she's like, stay away.
But there was some good stuff with his almost death. We're like,
yeah, that was pretty good.
some stupid shit hooks to his nose ring.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
The
chains that are like
fan,
hanging from the ceiling.
And then it starts to fucking like suck him up. No! By his nose. Oh, God! Like, I don't, like, I was just thinking, that's not going to kill you. That nose ring ain't going to support your weight. It's going to rip out of your nose and hurt like a bitch, but
yeah,
you'll be okay.
I feel like he had plenty of time to unhook that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he tattooed dad on himself, and then there's like a chemical poured on the ground and a fire, and he fell onto like this metal heart gauge. I think that's what, like, a earring gauge is what I think it was, and it burned him. And he got branded, and it's perfectly right where his dad's tattoo
funny,
is.
Yeah.
So it all works out. And, he makes it out. And yeah, so now she's like, oh, my God, you avoided it. That's crazy. Stay away from that thing. Yeah, it's pretty funny how she's trying to protect him. And then the sister comes out. You guys are fucking crazy. We're tired of you and your fucking conspiracies. My dad got ran over by a lawnmower, and you have no fucking dignity.
Yeah, I'm going for a jog.
I'm going for a jog. She just runs off. I'm going for a 30-minute angry run. Fuck. I gotta clear my head. And then... I don't know. How does she get knocked into the damn trash can?
I actually like this part because when they're with the guy, I think his name is Eric, the tattoo guy. They're with Eric, and she's like, stay away from that. And he's like, why? He's like, well, that could fall over, hit the leaf blower guy, and the leaf blower guy could like aim it at the boys. They could, you know, kick the soccer ball to your head. He's like, oh, yeah, soccer ball to the head. Ooh, that's going to kill me. So anyways, they get kind of further down the block, and that's when they're having an argument. And in the background, you see the blonde cousin running up the street, and just in the background, they don't even jump into that scene. It's just in the background, you see the thing fall off the tree, hit the leaf blower guy, he blows at the kid, the soccer ball hits her in the head, she falls into the dumpster as the dumpster is being lifted into the truck, and then they run. That was kind of clever.
Run after the, because she could see the death's about to happen. She puts it together. It's like a equation. You just have to know what to look for. It's usually like a it starts with wind. It's always like,
No.
He's here.
And she gets dumped into the garbage truck. Plenty of time, I thought, to get out and crawl out. Like, you were just tossed in there. You like didn't establish like she had any broken, like maybe if she like her ankle bone is sticking out and they show that. And like, you can't get out very quick, but I mean, you're a runner, right?
You got
some cardio. Let's get out of here real quick. And they're chasing after the truck and trying to get him to stop. And he's got like earbuds in and jamming out.
It's on Tinder. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, this is like Kate or something. I'm swiping through Tinder. I'm like, all right.
And then they jump in front like the guy does. And you think it's going to hit him. Like, oh, there. Now he's going to get his death. He's going to get hit. No. Stops. And then we get Stephanie go up there, climb up the truck, trying to get her out. Give me your hand! Rather than try and stop the mechanism from, you know, compacting, you're just trying to pull her out. And the hole's getting real small. I'm like, we're running out of time.
Yeah.
And then she gets her up, and then we get to see, like, her arm and head. Her head gets fucking squished and cut off, and her arm. Oh! That was pretty good. Pretty gruesome. And now I think everyone's on board. Like, fuck, maybe she's right. Yeah, you thought so.
But they're also now confused because Eric didn't die. And then we get a reveal that...
And then they're always, like, in the living room having, like, a family meeting about the deaths. What happened? Whoa, guys, what are we going to do? Family meeting!
Meet me in the living room at 2 p.m. We'll talk
about it. It happened again! And then the mom, her aunt, Stephanie's aunt, is like, I know why it happened. It's because, what'd you say his name was? Nick or something?
Eric.
Eric is not blood related to him. And then he's like, what the fuck do you mean? Who's my dad? And she's trying to blow past that little bit of information. Like, who is my real father? And she tells him, that fucking guy?
Yeah.
Oh, God, dang it. And then he's like walking away pissed. He's like, is that why you always wanted to play catch? It was pretty good. And so now we know that the daughter was next in line. So now the youngest boy is next.
The
and he's always
butter
wearing
kid.
Like a pink sweater. Yeah, peanut butter. But they established like I don't know how they figured this one out, like that if you die and then are like resuscitated, that'll end it.
Oh,
Did
it's because during that scene when they're in the living room, she mentions Iris, grandma talked about some JB person, and then the mom, who's like, oh, mom always talked about this JB guy. She said he worked at some hospital, some, whatever. And then one of the kids is like, is it Hope? Hope Hospital? She's like, that's it. And then they decide to go to the hospital to find JB because he supposedly works there. So they get there, and JB is revealed. It is Tony Todd, the character who's been, I think, in every single one of these. He's always the guy that kind of gives the exposition of death. And I think this was his last movie role.
Film, yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
Which I thought was a
He
pretty
looks
touching
really
scene.
skinny. I was like, I don't
Yeah.
remember how he died. Was he sick or
I think so,
right?
yeah.
Cancer or something.
Which I thought was a pretty touching scene, especially his last bit of dialogue about like
Yeah.
enjoying life and not letting, death scare you. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But he's the one that kind
Yeah,
of
he's the
explains,
little
like,
boy that got
yeah.
saved, and he establishes that someone else was able to stop it by dying and then getting CPR. And their heart started again. So that's like a new life. And it's like, that's the
Yeah.
only way to stop it. You have to die and come back, or just die, or kill
Or
someone.
kill somebody. Yes,
And then,
two ways. Kill somebody
and I
or
don't
die and come back.
remember that being a part of lore
Yeah, I
ever.
don't remember that
Like,
either.
if you kill someone, you get the years they have left. It's like that fucking Time movie where they had their time on their
Oh
fucking,
yeah, the
on their wrists.
Timberlake movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could spend it like money. I have years. Oh, shit. So yeah, it's kind of like that. And I don't remember how he said he had been surviving, just being careful and not enjoying
Oh
life or
yeah, I don't
something. I don't
remember.
know.
Yeah.
But doesn't he die right there?
No, he just walks out of the room. He
No,
gets another
he
role.
just walks
Yeah.
out.
Yeah.
No, he just leaves. Yeah.
He says good luck and then walks out the door.
Yeah, so piercing kid, I don't know, kind of gets a plan. I think he's like, well, what if we kill you? We'll bring you back. And he's like, I don't know, man. That's the only way. What do you want to kill someone? We don't
Yeah.
even know how we're supposed to know how many years they have left. And then they're in the hospital after leaving after they find all this out. And then they walk by the little like NICU and see all the babies in the like in the little things. And they're both looking. No,
No, we
no.
can't do
No, we
that.
couldn't do that, right? No, I don't
Well,
think
yeah.
so.
That was pretty
Get a lot of years.
good. Yeah.
Yeah, so then no, he goes and gets him like some chooses peanuts on the machine. And he's like, "No, if we're going to kill me, don't do it with some unsalted bullshit. Give me the peanut butter
Yeah,
cups." And he's
which is
like,
fair.
"Good
That's fair.
call. Good call."
Yeah.
Like he's never had peanut butter. He wouldn't
Yeah.
give me the good shit.
Hell yeah.
And as so they get the cups, and of course they don't fall out. And they're rocking the machine, and you think the machine might fall on them. They're fucking around. They get the peanut butter cup to fall, but then the coil that spins and brings out the food is kind of shoved up to the
Rings
front, and the
out, yeah.
glass cracks. And yeah, they go into like the MRI machine room to be alone. To eat the peanut butter cups, and it accidentally gets turned on, and he eats the peanut butter cup, and he's like, "So, how is it?" And he's like, "It's really good."
It's
He's like,
fucking
"Yeah, right."
delicious, yeah.
He's like, "Do you feel anything?" He's like, "No." He's like, "Are you fucking kidding me? You're like, not, you grew out of it. You're not allergic to peanuts anymore." He's like, "I don't know."
Yeah, that would have been a fun
Where's your,
reveal if he actually wasn't. That would have been
yeah?
pretty funny, yeah.
And he's like, "Where's your EpiPen?" And then the kid gives him the EpiPen, and he's like, "Well, I'm gonna need it." No. This will save your life. We're trying to end your life
Yeah.
and then save it. And yeah, he starts swelling up and all this shit. And then the magnets from the fucking MRI. I don't know. I think Stephanie or somebody tries to call him
Oh yeah, and the phone. Yeah,
and
yeah.
warn him. And then the phone snaps over there, and the magnetism keeps rising and rising. And it starts pulling on his like. Ripped his ear rings out,
Yeah, his
ripped his
nose.
nose
Yeah.
ring out. Then his like shirt goes like this because his nipples are pierced. And I was
Nipper.
like, oh, but then his bulge goes up.
Yeah.
Obviously, his dick is pierced. He's like,
Yeah.
oh! I was like, oh no. And then he like gets sucked I'm pretty sure, like, by his dick piercing.
Yeah, full
because he's like
backwards.
crotch first flying at the hole, and then like the metal wheelchair behind him fucking racks him in the back.
Yeah,
and then it sh- and then his shirt's kind of lifted in the machine, and he's getting kind of bent backwards into it, and then you see he's got the giant like skull tattoo on his stomach, and the little metal pieces of the wheelchair starting to stab through his stomach, kind of recreating all the covers of the movies.
Yeah.
And then finally, it kind of just really crams him in there and fucks him up. And I think that's when Stephanie barges in and sees it and then takes...
No, because the kid, I think the peanut butter kid sees that Eric still has the EpiPen, so he like crawls over there as he's having a reaction, grabs the EpiPen, and then stabs himself in the leg, and then he stands up, and then I think a doctor walks in, because she noti- one of the doctors notices that all this shit keeps flying at the fucking room, and the doctor walks in, and I think he stands up in front of the MRI machine, and then right in that moment, the spiral thing, coil, flies from the fucking vending machine and just sticks him in the head. I love how
yeah, and it's
spins
spinning
too. That was pretty cool. And then like the family runs in and sees the aftermath of it all, yeah.
Damn. So now who are we to? Now we're to who?
It's the three. It's the mom and the two kids, the brother and sister.
Yeah, so it's
just
gonna
the
move
three
to
of them.
And they want to be safe, and so the mom has an idea. Let's go back to her cabin. That was the safest place. I mean, she died. I don't know how safe that place was. So
yeah.
But they go there. And they're like, we can't stay here forever. And mom's like, we're not. I'm going to. As long as I don't die and stay alive as long as I can, you'll have a while. But they'll never. When are they going to know when you die?
Yeah,
if you just
yeah.
stay there. And they leave. Like, they'll just never be expecting it. And all of a sudden, 2 years from now, like, oh, shit. And then one of them dies. I don't know.
It seems like you're just putting a Band-Aid on the situation.
Yeah,
I think we got to figure this out.
We got to figure this out. I mean, if you're going to die anyway and you're cool with it, how about one of the kids kills you?
Yeah.
To stop it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Just a thought.
I mean, I don't make the rules, but death plays by them. So they go there, and I don't remember. How does the mom die?
They roll up to the Iris's compound. They go to the front door, and the front door explodes for some reason. Oh, the original rope, I think it's like a flower pot thing. That the one that was burning early in the movie, that finally falls. I think it hits like a fire extinguisher. I don't know. Something happens when the door explodes, and then the mom and the son like
get
explode
down.
Off. Yeah, and then Stephanie.
There's a bomb in there.
Yeah, Stephanie's in the RV, and that tips over. I think during the explosion. I don't know. So now she's under there, trapped in the water,
and like her fucking seatbelt broke, so
classic.
She can't unlatch it. Like I don't think that's how that works, but so she's stuck in there. Then the explosion. And then the RV tips into a convenient tiny body of water that is now going to kill her by drowning her.
And then the mom gets up from the explosion, sees that her son is trapped under some rubble, and then she kind of helps him out. And as soon as she helps him
and
out...
she looks like Terminator.
Yeah.
She's like all burnt up. And she gets him out, and she's like, now go save her.
Yeah.
It's like he was just under rubble and in a giant explosion. And you're like, now go save her. This is all I could do. It was lift this giant bloody log off you. And then, now I'm spent.
Yep.
I thought that was strange. Now go save her. And I think she gets instantly killed.
Yeah, one
right
of those
then.
Poles you're
like
talking
something
about
falls on her.
Yeah, falls on
yeah,
her.
Yeah, and just and just another water balloon death. Just like
yep.
He's like, oh, and like no time to mourn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he goes in there and has to try and cut her out. He like finds a pocket knife in there, and he's underwater trying to cut her out, and then it drops, and he has to grab it, and it's just weird. He's holding it wrong where the fold, like his fingers are where it can fold, and hits it on something. That was a pretty ick shot where that blade just goes through his finger, like to the bone.
Yeah.
Squishes it, and he's like, ow! Still has to cut her out. Gets her out. Oh, yeah, she's, like, about to die, you could tell. She's, like, She's not doing anything anymore. And then it goes black, almost like her perspective, and it kind of fades back in with him on top of her. Oh my God. And her coughing up the water and all that. And then, And then we cut to they think it's over. Oh my God, we did it. You died. I brought you back. That ends it. And so they're pretty happy about that. Then they go to his prom day because we've established that some girl said yes to his prom, thing. And yeah, they're there and he's dressed up and they're going to prom. And then he meets the boy meets the dad of the girl he's taking to prom. Right? Is that who it is?
I that's
And
it's
then.
funny. I hope that's the case because that's not how he's introduced. Like the dad of the siblings, he's like, "Hey, Stephanie, I want you to meet this doctor." And then the doctor's like, "Oh, hey, I heard a lot about you. I heard you almost died, didn't die." I was like, "This is so weird. Why did you want her to meet this doctor?" So I'm hoping that maybe I missed something. Like this is the father of the because he's just
Yeah.
like, "Here, meet this random doctor." I was like, "Okay."
Yeah, and then he's like, yeah, somebody's like, yeah, he's a good catch, this boy. He saved her life. And he's like, well, not really, right? And they're, and it's like that'd be a weird thing to say if somebody said that. Like you would just let him. I wouldn't pull out the technicality. I think you did save their
You
life because
really did.
if you didn't do chest compressions while somebody was unconscious with lungs full of water, they would die, right? So yeah, I think he did save her life. I guess it didn't bring her back to life. Maybe
Yeah, bring
I
her back from the
would be
dead or something, yeah.
accurate, but yeah, he's like, no, she was just unconscious, and so you expelled the water from her lungs so she could breathe, but her heart never stopped. You weren't fucking there, dude.
Who the fuck
You
are
weren't
you?
fucking there, man. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck is this
And
guy?
then we get the quintessential wind. The wind is now,
Yeah.
something's here.
Oh yeah, then a penny.
The penny goes
Some
throughout the
old
whole movie. I love it.
yeah, some old lady buys a tries to buy a lemonade and drops a penny or something. It rolls on the street, kicks over a fence or some shit, lands in the fucking train derailing system so it can't fully commit. Then a train. I like how this train is like in the back alley of these suburban homes. It's like 4 feet away from their wooden fences, no sound dampening fence, and it's going like 50. Just barreling behind these homes. Like twice a day, you just hear this. Your whole house rumbles. It's like this neighborhood sucks, dude. This seems very dangerous. And it's a super long train. It's like that derails. You're taking out fucking, 20 homes or some shit. Yeah, and it derails. And then they kind of hear it. And then it's coming through like a house. That was a pretty cool. They're like running with this train coming at them. And the cars on the train are all flipping. And then I think they think they make it. They thought they made it. And they're like, yeah. The brother's like, oh my God, that was close. Maybe we did break the curse. And then a fucking giant log comes fucking careening. Of course, it's a
The
log
log
and
truck, yeah.
just splatters the sister. And then another one for the boy.
For the boy, yeah. Cut
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Something like
the
that. I don't remember the
black, yeah.
song, but it was
Oh,
something like that.
it was Shout. They went back to Shout.
Oh, what a shout. It'll make me want Yeah, so that's it, man. 90s on Rotten Tomatoes, you said, huh?
Yeah, it just means 90% of people who watched it gave it a
90%
positive review.
positive. Yeah, so 90% of the people gave it a 6 or better.
Six are better,
Okay. 'Cause yeah, that's about where I'm at. It's fun. The gruesome parts are pretty gruesome. I really wish it was more of like a legacy sequel and tie back in like all these franchises are doing now. Maybe show us some people from the other movies or I don't know. Like you said, everyone always dies, but come on, we could figure something out. But no, but it's still pretty good. Pretty cool restart, and obviously we'll probably get some more because that making 290 off
We're definitely
50
getting
is
another one,
is pretty crazy. But yeah, the gruesome parts are gruesome. It's fun to just watch the ridiculous fucking mechanisms of death, and yeah, it's a pretty fun return. It's this old school, Final Destination. I don't know why these movies are so popular. They're just kind of a stupid, fun ride.
B movie. Yeah, I feel like these are like B movies at this point. Yeah. Can't take them too seriously. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're becoming like a Sharknado type of thing or a
Yeah.
Megalodon type of thing. Yeah, it's just what wacky ways can we kill people next? So I think it's like a 6.2. I enjoyed it. It was okay. It's
Yeah.
pretty fun.
Yeah, we were talking off camera. I saw this a couple months ago and I enjoyed it. And then, you know, you had pitched watching this yesterday or day before, and I was like, well, should I just kind of watch it a couple months ago, maybe I just go in cold. I'm like, no, I gotta sit down and do it again. And I gotta say, the second viewing of this, I was bored to death. This movie does not do well with a repeat viewing, because the characters you don't care about, the story is not that great, and once you know what the kills are, it is kind of a slog. So it kind of puts me in a weird position of like, do I rate it on my second viewing? Because the first viewing, when you don't know what's happening, it's a little more enjoyable. So I'm kind of meeting myself in the middle a little bit, because I did enjoy it a little bit the first time. The second time, yeah, it was not very entertaining. So yeah, I was coming to like 6.5. It's fine. Fine for a first viewing, but yeah, it's not much to return to. I do wish, I was thinking, they have this formula, right? And I kind of want them to maybe break it a little bit, because there's this moment after the MRI situation at the hospital, we're in the parking lot and they're trying to figure out what to do. And they're like, oh, let's go to Iris's house. And the mom's like you said, I'll do it because it's after me. And if I say, you know, lock myself in, you guys are safe. And then Stephanie's like, well, I'm coming with you because I can see Death's plan. Like, I know what it's going to do because she can see it or something, even though we don't really get that. But I was like, oh, that would be fun to see Death trying to get somebody, but somebody knowing it's happening as it's happening and trying to prevent it. I think, like, seeing the mousetrap of it all is tense, and I get the how effective that is. But I think it's also effective if somebody can see it as it's happening and trying. It's like when you're in a boat and one hole gets in, you put your hand up and another one hits, and you know, it's like there's a tension to like trying to stop something from happening. And I thought they were going to kind of go there with the Stephanie character, like, cause she says, oh, Death won't let you get to the house. Like it'll stop us from trying to get there, cause it'll know. And I was like, oh, like on the way to the house, we're going to get some like RV, Death trying to get to the mom in the RV, and she's going to try and stop it. But that never happens. They just get to the place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that'd be kind of cool for one of these movies to like have somebody try to do that, like prevent it from happening. Cause I think there's good moments of tension that kind of boiled into that, but I don't think they'll ever do that, but it'd be kind of interesting to kind of just switch it up a little bit. The only trade off of that is you don't get someone dying at the end. So I guess that probably make people mad. But anyways, but yeah, it's
reoccurring characters like that could go to the next movie would be nice though.
Yeah. That'd be nice, but nope, I don't think anyone's alive. And I think the stepdad, but who the fuck cares? He was in like two scenes. 6.5. It's okay.
Yeah, 6.5, 6.2. It's on what is it on? HBO? It's on HBO Max. Go check it out if you haven't seen it, because the first viewing is the best one. And if you have, leave it alone, baby. Just
in my
it
opinion, yeah. It was a slog to get through the second time.
No, I would see definitely that this wouldn't lend itself to multiple viewing unless you hadn't seen it in years or something.
Yeah, yeah.
6.2, 6.5. Go check it out. As always, we're here on YouTube. Please like and subscribe. We'd appreciate it. Come hang out. And we're also on Apple Music and Spotify, if that's how you choose to do your podcast, the old audio style. We don't care how you do it. We just would appreciate you joining us once in a while. And we'll do it together, okay? Thank you very much. Couldn't do it without you. Until the next V's, that's peace.
Peace.